Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Unbelievable.
The biggest voices in sports.
I have to look in the mirror and I'm right. I have to be a better owner.
The heartbreak.
This team has nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, yeah, they're disappointed. But they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
The celebrations.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Damn straight, and I have a pep in my step to do this Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Monday, March 31st, 2025, and it's my second-to-last Bulletin Blitz of the week. Thank you, God. I mean, I am so sorry, Bart, that I'm going to be leaving early. I won't let it happen again. I don't.
Normally, you're supposed to be like, yeah, I got a vacation, no big deal, it's all right, but thank you, God.
Wow. I don't get much time off.
All right. Wait, well, enjoy it.
My dedication to the show knows no bounds, except when it comes to the Cubs home opener. Let's start off with women's college basketball, because Kim Mulkey does not take solace in losing, nor should she, I guess. But she roasts a reporter when she's asked the question following their elimination of the women's college basketball tournament.
Jaden Smith, KLSU Sports. Coach, it's the second straight year you guys get eliminated in the Elite Eight. Yeah.
Is that terrible or is that good?
Terrible.
How many Final Fours you play in?
None.
So it's probably pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
That's so lame.
Agreed.
I was just in a media room today, and like, I didn't ask a question. But the whole process of asking a question is. You're worried what the answer is going to be. You don't want to look dumb. You're going to be judged by your peers. Like, this guy just wants to ask a question. He goes to the thing. He either has something specific he wants to ask, or he feels like, hey, if I'm here, I should contribute and ask. So he asks something, and then he gets bullied by Kim Mulkey, who I struggle to understand the reason for why she is the way that she is. What's with the meanness? What's with the embattledness? What's with the costumes? What's with the falling out with players? Why? I'm not quite understanding why Kim Mulkey is allowed to be Kim Mulkey. I mean, she's won before, so all right. That's it. You just win a few times. You can do whatever you want. You know what? I guess so. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even asked. I've never played in a Final Four myself. So do I even get an opinion on the matter? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Madam Mulkey.
Yeah, Mulkey. Seriously. It's not only Mulkey. That she won. Mulkey. Remember, she's opinionated and she's fashionable. So, of course, we must lay down and rejoice.
So lame.
Agreed. That's why I let off Wilson Bliss with it. All right, let's go to over the weekend. How about a nice fight in the NBA if you're into that kind of stuff?
Oh,
Pistons
yeah.
And Wolves. 5 players, 2 coaches were ejected in the Timberwolves 123-104 over the Detroit Pistons. Here's head coach J.B. Bickerstaff for the Pistons. Says he appreciates how the team sticks up for each other.
You regret, obviously, where all of it took place. That's not something you ever want to see happen. But, again, I thought our guys stood their ground and defended each other and had each other's back. And those are non-negotiables in our locker room, is that you stand your ground and you defend one another and have each other's backs.
Quite the exchange. They went into the crowd in terms of they fell into the crowd. They didn't, like, fight people into the crowd. But the initial altercation, and they said it was kind of brewing over the previous few possessions, but Ron Holland for Detroit, like, He followed Naz Reid of the Timberwolves, but it wasn't anything that, I don't know, you watch it initially and you're like, okay, Naz seems mad. And then all of a sudden Dante DiVincenzo comes in there. He's like, everything that's ever bothered me in my life, every transgression, I am ready to throw down and take it out on you. It was intense. Seven different players and coaches getting ejected in this one.
Yeah, it's funny with Dante. He's probably just still upset that he got traded from the Knicks to begin with, along with Julius Randle. Well,
and then they made a commercial out of it.
Or his teammate Rudy Gobert says he's proud that the Wolves didn't back down after all.
I think it's human nature, for sure. I think sometimes, you know, when something like that happens, it either makes you or breaks you. And for us, it was something that, you know, gave us a little boost of energy. And all the guys that came in also did a great job stepping it up for our team.
So Wolves won the game 123-104. We'll see if it can propel them in any way. They're currently the seventh seed, which would put them in the play-in tournament, which it would put them against the Clippers right now. It's going to be tough. The Warriors sniffing around there, the Grizzlies. So anything you can use to get out of that play-in initially, you try to find a way to use it if you can.
Yep, definitely. And let's wrap up the Blitz here with Mike Tomlin. They talked over the weekend about Aaron Rodgers potentially joining the Steelers, but he says he's comfortable with the quarterback room being unsettled this time of the year.
I'm really comfortable with being unsettled this time of year, to be quite honest with you. It's about talent acquisition. We got two main means of acquiring talent, free agency in the draft. We multitask. We do both those needs that we fulfill in free agency. We do so there, and when we don't, we fulfill it in the draft.
He should be comfortable because Aaron Rodgers is still going to join this team. It's just not going to be until the summer. I initially said August. I may move that up to July. But also, they very well may draft a quarterback. And I want to talk a little bit about that because it seems like every team that's possibly going to draft one is downplaying it. I'm not buying it.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.